Lucius Seneca was a Roman statesman and Stoic philosopher who recognized that if we want to live well, we must be constant students of the greatest of all subjects, life itself. In his moral essay on the shortness of life, Seneca offers us an urgent reminder about the non-renewability of our most important resource, our time. So, with that in mind, here are 10 of the most important ideas about time management drawn from Seneca's writings. Number 1, treat time as a commodity. Seneca says, people are frugal in protecting their personal property, but when it comes to wasting time, they are extremely wasteful in what is right to be stingy. Seneca warns that we do not treat time as a valuable resource, even though it is possibly our most precious and least renewable asset. Imagine walking down the street and seeing someone very rich throwing their money into the air. You would definitely call that person crazy. Yet we see others and ourselves wasting something much more valuable every day, our time. The amount we get is uncertain, but surely limited. It is clearly more absurd to waste time than money because unlike money, we cannot get more when it runs out. To realize the value of a year, ask a student who has repeated a grade. To realize the value of a month, ask a mother who gave birth to a premature baby. To realize the value of a week, ask the editor of a weekly newspaper. To realize the value of an hour, ask the person who just missed a train. To realize the value of a second, ask the person who narrowly avoided an accident. And to realize the value of a millisecond, ask the person who won the silver medal at the Olympics. While the amount of time we get is uncertain, what is certain is that this time is limited. Money and property can increase and decrease depending on luck or effort, but our time is fixed. Death looms over time wasters, those who assume time is cheap. Because when used correctly, time becomes an amplifier. When spent without consideration, it becomes a persistent source of regret. Number 2, don't spend your time preparing for life. According to Seneca, he who devotes all his time to his own needs, who plans each day as if it were his last, neither longs for nor fears tomorrow. We are all guilty of spending too much time preparing for life. Seneca urges us to live in the present, not to delay our happiness, not to think that happiness lies in the future. Our future is uncertain and not under our control. The future life we work towards may never come. We are so busy and worried about the future that we often let the present slip by, allowing time to pass unnoticed and unappreciated. And then, when we are old and on our deathbeds, we finally realize how short and valuable life is, left with the regret of not having made the most of it when we could. Seneca compares time to a flowing stream that will not always continue flowing. If you were in the middle of a desert, dying of thirst, and came across a stream of water, but were unsure when it would stop, you should take as much as you could. Like water, we must make the most of our time by making the best of our present. Number 3, live life for yourself. To quote Seneca, you should not think that a man has lived long because he has gray hair and wrinkles. Sometimes it is not that he has lived long, he has simply existed long. We all have certain things we want in life, whether it's a dream job, a dream house, a dream relationship, or those dream vacations. But most of us don't even come close to achieving many of these things because we are stuck in a job we can't stand just to pay the bills or with a partner we pretend to love because we don't want to be alone. You simply go with whatever comes your way, and in today's world, there's a lot that comes your way. Then we deceive ourselves by saying we don't have enough time to try new activities. Being busy with things we don't like is the biggest distraction from living. Routinely, we go through life day after day fulfilling our obligations, but being absent from ourselves, confusing doing with being. The best way to invest your time is to invest it in creating a life you love living. You may end up realizing you want to change jobs, get in shape, or pursue a new hobby. You can start by waking up early and using that extra hour to do the things you love. Time is precious and it is passing for all of us. The longer you wait to start making changes, the more time you will spend working to make someone else's dream come true. Number 4, practice negative visualization. As we learn from Seneca, while we waste our time doubting and procrastinating, life goes on. Procrastination occurs when there is a conflict between the short-term gratification of impulses, like doing nothing and wasting time, and long-term commitments, like making a sales report or editing this video. and very often the former wins. In psychology, this is known as temporal inconsistency. Although doing meaningful work over the years is more important to most of us than loafing around, the human brain has a deeply ingrained bias towards what is here and now. However, Seneca offers us a way to combat this with a very effective and simple method. The Stoics called it premeditation malorum. The idea behind this is to ask yourself before doing something, what could go wrong? It is a form of negative visualization, and once you have identified the distractions or problems, you can design solutions with preparation. By recognizing distractions in advance and then, in response, setting a suitable time, place, and starting point, you can avoid the pull of short-term impulses. If you prepare by scheduling in advance what you want to do, you are 2 to 3 times more likely to accomplish it. Number 5, make long-term rewards immediate. According to Seneca, postponing things is the greatest waste of life. Seize each day as it comes and denies us the present, promising us the future. The biggest obstacle to living is expectation. Our need to procrastinate is strongest right at the start of work. Even if you have eliminated all distractions and are ready to start working at 8 a.m. as planned, for your brain, the allure of finding an excuse to do something easier is still very strong. The biggest challenge is finding a way to make that initial effort less unpleasant. The key here is expectation. That's what we crave when we want to delay something we know benefits us. That is the gap between short-term impulses and a long-term reward. The reason why it is often difficult to start something is that there is no expectation of an immediate reward. Sometimes, the reward is years in the future. However, if you combine your work with the expectation of an immediate reward, you give yourself a good reason to start. For example, if you procrastinate by watching Netflix or series, you can make a deal where you do not allow yourself to watch any of that until you have done a certain amount of work. This way, you reward yourself for completing the unpleasant work with something immediate. Number 6, make the most of your free time. As we learn from Seneca, it is not that we have little time to live, but that we waste a lot of it. Life is long enough, and we have been given a sufficiently generous amount for the greatest achievements if all is invested properly. We all work hard to earn 2 things, money and free time that we can spend on leisure activities. We work 8 to 9 hours a day to earn free time, while wasting that hard-earned free time on irrelevant things, like drinking at the bar with co-workers or friends, watching TV shows, or just chatting around the water cooler. You need to stop and say no more. No more wasting the free time you earn. Even if you enjoy your daily work, try to minimize the time spent working. You never get those extra hours back, they are gone forever. Most of us spend our precious lunch hour eating at our desks. Instead, we should make the most of our lunch breaks. Read a book, listen to a podcast, take a walk, socialize with colleagues. Seneca states that we must be conscious and active in managing our free time, otherwise, we will find ourselves feeling that we have wasted our lives. Number 7, ask for help. Seneca says, most mortals complain bitterly about the malice of nature because we are born for a brief span of time, and this allotted span unfolds so rapidly, so abruptly, that except for a few, life itself leaves us in the midst of preparations for life. As Seneca mentions, the span of time we have to live goes by quickly, and life itself leaves us in the midst of preparations for life. If we are not careful, we may reach the end of our lives without having done anything meaningful. If you find that you are struggling to manage your time, ask for help. You may need the perspective of someone else, someone who has already learned to manage their time effectively, to help you find the right way to do it. You may need someone to hold you accountable. Do not be afraid to seek guidance. We do not have all the time in the world to learn everything by ourselves. Number 8, minimize distractions. Seneca said, life will be amply sufficient if you know how to use it correctly. Life can be sufficient if we know how to use it properly. Seneca advises us to eliminate distractions to make the best use of our time. Distractions are everywhere in our modern world: social media, emails, text messages, and phone calls. These distractions steal minutes and hours from our day without us realizing it. Seneca recommends dedicating time to personal reflection and meditation, to stepping away from the distractions of the outside world. By dedicating time to introspection, We can have a clear view of our priorities and goals and work towards them without being sidetracked by unnecessary distractions. Number 9, learn to say no. Seneca says, suddenly, he encounters death who says he will be busy when he should have been freer. Those who say they are too busy to live, those who are always busy with something, suddenly encounter death. In our effort to please others, we often take on too many responsibilities and commitments. We overload ourselves with work and social obligations that we do not necessarily want or need. Saying no is a crucial skill for time management. You do not have to accept every invitation, every additional task, every favor that is asked of you. Prioritize your own needs and goals, and learn to kindly reject what does not contribute to your well-being and happiness. Number 10, live in the present. Seneca says, make the most of today. Make sure to rely as little as possible on tomorrow. Seneca advises us to live in the present and make the most of each day. The future is uncertain and not under our control. The only guarantee we have is the present moment. Do not postpone happiness and fulfillment for an uncertain future. Live fully in the present, seize every opportunity, and make sure each day counts.